welcome to the Meddling Kids Podcast, a groovy review of everything Scooby-Doo. I'm your host, Chase Kubo, and Happy New Year, everybody. We've done it. We've made it. We're here in 2020. I'm glad for everybody listening to be here, hopefully succeeding and thriving, and I wish the best for everybody. I'm excited for this new year. Always more to improve on, always more life to enjoy, more Scooby-Doo to watch, more podcast episodes to record, and plenty more that I want to get into. So thank you for listening, and just a quick look back. I did this a little bit a couple episodes ago, but just a quick look back to kind of reflect on my short time as the host of the Middling Kids Podcast. It's been great. I haven't been as dedicated as I'd like to have been. I'd say I've consistently got episodes out, so I find time to dedicate to it. But I want to find a little bit more time. My goal for a while, and it was enacted for a good a couple weeks, we'll call it, is to just get as far ahead recording as I can, so I have time between eras of Scooby-Doo, between episodes, so I can. And just to have time, and also it gives me a chance to maybe plan some other fun episodes, whether it's maybe finally me introducing guests, which it's been done before in the show, but I haven't done it yet, so that's a maybe. And I also have a secret project that it's a Meddling Kids Podcast project that I'm thinking about working on, but right now it's second in line to another project, which would be even more personal, not for one of my podcasts. So I think this is going to be 2020. It should be a good year for Scooby-Doo in general, with Scoob coming out. I'm sure we're going to have more direct-to-video Scooby-Doo movies, etc., and all kinds of other Scooby-Doo moments in other media. And I think for this podcast, I think it's going to be a great year. So once again, one more time, thank you for anyone who's listening, who has listened, and hopefully for listeners in the future that look back on this one. I'm recording this on New Year's Eve. It's not quite close to the time. It's only about 7:16 p.m. My time, so I'm not going to say I'm going to make it to New Year's, you know, to midnight exactly, but, you know, that's okay. I got to work tomorrow anyway, so I'm just glad I can get this out. I did miss last Sunday's episode, but this is the episode. We're doing a special New Year's Eve episode of the Meddling Kids Podcast. And this is the Scooby-Doo Dynamite Hour, the Scooby-Doo Show Dynamite Hour, episode 2. It's The Fiesta Host is an Aztec Ghost. I don't even know what to get from this. I think this episode is a crossover with Dynamite, I believe, and Captain Falcon? I'm about to hear the name in a second, but for some reason I can't remember what his name is. I'm pretty sure it's Captain Falcon. We'll get into it eventually, of course. Gosh, I hope I'm the one who does it. But once we get into Scooby-Doo Mystery Incorporated, which is my second favorite incarnation of Scooby-Doo. This same duo has a role in the show for a couple episodes. So yeah, I'm excited to see what it is this time. It's probably going to be fun, you know, cute stuff. All right, so we open up with the gang driving seemingly fast through a, well, they're on their way to a Mexican fiesta, speeding through a desert right now. I like the background, the artwork for this episode. I almost always do. It's just a really nice art style. It's so simple but good. But Scooby-Doo is getting a head start on that fiesta. He's dancing around in the back of the mystery machine until Fred hit a quote-unquote chuck hole, which I think we would call a pothole now. It's interesting words like that get just changed throughout time. Wow, this is some chuck hole. So they're sitting in a 50-foot-long pothole. But Shaggy notices that they are standing in a giant footprint. And I would also like to say that Velma's estimation of 50 feet long is extremely exaggerated. Wow, no, yep. I guess we're going with 50 feet all around. 50-foot long feet, 50-foot tall supposed monster. But Mechanic Fred says that the axle on the van is okay, so we gotta get going. Let's get some spooky fog. Ooh, that was a cool transition. A giant Aztec-looking ghost just appeared behind the gang as they drove away. Wow, I actually really like that design. That was a cool transition. All right, they are in quote-unquote Fiesta Town, Mexico. No, it's not Fiesta Town. But that's not the actual name, but still. Okay, so now they're trying to find somebody. There's nobody around this village, this city. They're trying to find somebody who can tell them, you know, what's going on. It's not middle of the night, but it's nighttime. So they're checking in at a very odd time. Shaggy and Scooby volunteer to go talk to someone, see if there's someone out there that can help them out. Shaggy says he's great at Spanish, but all he knows is food names, of course. Oh, you. Ooh, so the gang saw an Aztec statue, which has got to be like 10 to 12 feet tall, and from far away they were like, hey, we can ask that guy standing in the dark, he should know. So Shaggy and Scooby walked up to it, and bam, it's a statue, and it scared the heck out of them. Well, that was a close one. It scared them. Stone carving of an Aztec god. Thank you, Velma. Hey, they found the El Puerto Hotel. Good job, Fred. That does look like a really quaint, nice Mexican city. I love that a lot. Oh, the gang walked away from the statue, and it looked around, kind of checking if anyone's around, and then it's walking towards the group as they're facing away, looking into the hotel. Classic Scooby stuff here. Statues or paintings moving or following the gang. Once again, just really like this. Oh, Scooby's got to get the luggage now, and I have a feeling that this is where, yep, this is where the statue of the ancient Aztec god comes into play. Well, it's doing Scooby a solid so far. It's helping him carry the luggage out of the van. The proportions on that shot were horrible. Scooby-Doo looks about twice as tall as the van and the same height as the statue. Sloppy, sloppy animation. Ooh, so Scooby just got himself spooked by that Aztec god statue. And he goes barreling into the hotel, knocking Shaggy over. Now the gang's interrogating him, asking what's wrong. I think there's could be suspected drug use, but, you know, that would be their fault. But anyways, they drop that case. Juan Martinez, the owner of the hotel, shows up and he says, what are you guys doing here? And they're like, hey, we're here at the Fiesta. And Juan Martinez is like, no. No fiesta. And they ask, how come? And he says, because of the great giant ghost, the great King Kamazuma of the ancient Aztec civilization has come back. It's the ghost of it. Juan has seen the ghost. He says it's 50 feet tall, but he only holds his hand about 10 feet in the air. A little off on the scale, but I'll give him that one. So we got a lot of phantoms here. The phantom barge. Every night, it carries the ancient gods, and then it disappears before your very eyes. So this sounds like some sort of smuggling operation immediately. Which, once again, very classic Scooby, very cliche Scooby words, but I think that's what it is. Oh, mystery on our hands. I missed the last episode when the gang was looking for a job because they were running out of money. So, the Aztec god statue is just standing outside the hotel screaming, and now it enters the hotel. I'm very surprised the gang didn't hear it. I like the yelling of ghosts and monsters in Scooby-Doo. It's like, it's so simple. Oh, the Aztec god statue knocked on the door. Scooby-Doo opened it in a daze. Closes it. It's for you, Shaggy. Oh, it's an Aztec god statue. Oh, wow. They're pretty slippery. They ran backwards, changed out of their pajamas, and just ran straight past the Aztec god. I mean, there had to be a couple inches of space between him and the doorframe, but they just keep zooming past. Alright, so we're getting a little classic chase scene here. Looks like they hopped into some pottery, some very nice colorful Mexican pottery, and managed to avoid the Aztec god statue, which has disappeared now. But oh, excuse me. Oh my God. This random guy and his wife are walked up in these frightening looking masks, like sort of looking ancient Aztec looking sort of masks. And it's Frank Welker, the guy who voices Fred, just doing the most mediocre British accent. Not even bad, not quite bad, but so mediocre. It's such a mediocre British accent. It's literally Fred and Daphne, but slight British accents. Hints of British accents. Okay, so these two are here to explore ancient Aztec artifacts, and they went into Kumazuma or Yumazuma. I'm sorry, I missed the name while I was talking. They went into his tomb, and they ignored the warning, curse warning on the tomb door, and they just straight up opened it up. And he says it in his dialogue here. He's like, "Hey, we saw the curse. We just went in, and then the ghost showed up. So now they're causing the city to be haunted, and the fiesta to be ruined." You found your culprits. Mystery solved. So these two woke the ghost. Oh no, never mind. It's not Daphne. It's Velma. Velma's voice. Velma and Velma's character actor, who I forget who that is, I'm sorry, and Fred Welker are just doing bad British accents. Mediocre British accents. But so these two just totally unleashed the ghosts, and they said it's been roaming the countryside, direct quote, ever since, and they just haven't done anything about it. This is the most guilty I've ever seen someone in Scooby-Doo, other than that. I don't know. So the gang noticed the fancy jewels on the mask of the Aztec mask that the couple is carrying, and they asked if they came with them, and they're like, "Oh, no, no, no." You know, Velma asked, "Hey, did that come with the mask?" And they're like, "Oh, no, no, it's just custom jewelry. We have to go now." So they're definitely using this legend to steal some jewels. I mean, it's right there. The mystery is once again solved. It's very obvious this time. Velma. Excuse me, I burped into the mic. Ooh, I like the way they transition with Katazuma. I've said this name 18 different times. Like, the fog rolls in, it's a very nice transition, and then the ghost fades in, and then the ghost and the fog fade out at the same time. And what happened is the professor, the male British guy, the British husband, was standing out there, the ghost showed up, the ghost and the fog showed up, and then they all disappeared. So the ghost got him. And Storm Hat, I believe, is the name, which Mr. and Mrs. Professor Storm Hat, which is ridiculous. Mr. Storm Hat's gone, so now the gang feels bad, and they're going to look for Mr. Storm Hat, even though I'm pretty sure he's the one behind this. Velma says, "Why don't we go to the pyramid? The Aztec pyramid is obviously the key to this mystery." Oh, I'm already tired. Fred opens the scene by saying, "They told me the old hermit who lives here can rent me a boat." So, yeah. They walked up to the door. They didn't even knock on the door. The guy opens it and says, "You want to buy my boat?" And they said, "Yeah, that's right." And he says he knows their whole story. He opened the door, tells them what they're doing, and then closes the door. Boom. Boat rented. Not even rented. I don't think he paid the man. Good on you, Fred. Ooh, but creepy old man, who is probably a police officer in disguise, smiled as they kind of walked away. So they should watch their back. Be wary, but I'm pretty sure he's on your side. Once again, another mystery solved. I'd be great in Scooby-Doo gang. Yup. Daphne says, "Don't look." So they're on a boat and in on the river or whatever body of water. It's a river. And they're chugging along, and then they see the phantom boat that carries the gods. And as they approached it, they ducked in their boat to hide to make it look like it was just going down the river, not suspiciously at all. And as the boats passed each other, they went under a bridge, and the god boat just disappeared. So just like that, Juan Martinez said. You see it, and it disappears right before your eyes. All right, so the gang's on dry land now. Scooby-Doo found some normal footprints, human footprints, not 50-foot footprints, and they lead right off the trail that they've been following. Fred decides to split the gang up at night in a jungle, an untamed jungle, and has Shaggy and Scooby follow the tracks that Scooby-Doo found. So, good job, Scooby. You played yourself. They don't even get to split up before Velma turns around and says, there's the pyramid. I love the way shows do that, the way they cheat the actors, the characters, just pan... But anyway, so they're at the pyramid, and the fog fades in, the ghost fades in, and he tells them all to leave the grounds. Which is actually good, because the whole gang just, for once, as a team, decides to dip. They're like, alright, we're gonna heed your warning, we're getting out of here. No thank you, Mr. Ghost. But as they turn to run away, when they run in that opposite direction, what do they find? You guessed it, the Aztec god statue that's been following them around for about 13, we'll call it 10 minutes. So Scooby-Doo distracts it with a little fiesta dance and shoves a hat over its head. And the gang manages to get away from the statue. They get back to the pyramid. So I think they ran through some rough jungle, like that the statue couldn't get in there and follow them. Oh boy, I keep yawning. Gosh, I gotta breathe more. Apparently it's lack of oxygen in your brain when you yawn. But they're looking for a secret passage like they always are in Scooby. And like always, one of the characters, namely Shaggy, says, secret passage? That's ridiculous. Then he leans into the secret package. And when they fall into the pyramid, they're in some modern, like, storeroom. There's electric lighting. There's cargo. There's crates. It's like drywall enclosed rooms. So they're in an interesting pyramid. Now they split up again for real this time. Fred, Daphne, Velma, per usual, the classic group. The older kids, they're roaming around the tunnels of the actual pyramid now, and they're remarking how impressive the ancient Aztecs were, how advanced they were. And Fred goes, not this advanced, because he found a video projector, which is obviously just what the 50-foot ghost uses to appear. And in that room, there's a more human-sized version, although still about almost 8 feet tall, of the Ghost Kings, and he's chasing the gang around now. The only Oh, hey, Scooby and Shaggy are on their own, and they found a shop vac. Well, they didn't find the shop vac. Scooby's tail accidentally hooked the shop vac. I mean, this is the clearest mystery. One of the clearest mysteries I've ever seen. I'm usually honestly not amazing at guessing a Scooby-Doo episode that I haven't seen before, which maybe says more about me than the cartoon, but it's just everything is so falling into place so easily. All right, so Scooby and Shaggy mess around with the vacuum cleaner a bit, but it sort of backfires because the Aztec statue god shows up, per usual. All it does is show up and torture this poor gang. So we got our two heroes cornered. Darkest hour. How are they going to get out of this? Scooby is attempting to bury Shaggy alive. Nope, not bury him alive. He digs an escape tunnel. And what do you know? They go down a level and fall. No, they go up a level. Whoa, I guess that's totally wrong. I should have known by the framing of the shot. But they Scooby and Shaggy get away from the Aztec monster by digging an escape tunnel. And they run into Velma, Fred, and Daphne, the older kids, as I say. Oh, Ghost King, human-sized Ghost King is back, so the gang dips through some random doorway, which doesn't shut, and Shaggy says, you'll never find us in here. And boom, it finds him. The king immediately finds him. And then he presses a button that shuts the concrete door on the gangs and says that they're never, ever going to be found. So this is Indiana Jones, clearly an homage to Indiana Jones and the Raiders of the Lost Ark, which, by the way, is one of the best movies to ever be made. All the king needed to say was something about them being an artifact. I don't remember the direct quote. I really like Indiana Jones. So they see some inscriptions on the wall, some hieroglyphs, and they're wondering, they're like, how are we going to read this? How are we going to get out of here? And Velma says, relax, guys. If I remember my ancient Aztec, like, okay, Velma, nobody has that much time. I guess people do, but it's just, I don't know. Okay, so they realize that this is a temple dedicated to the moon gods. Oh, cute dog. Sorry, I saw some cute dogs on a commercial. The TV's on mute while I do this. Gotta multitask, numb my mind a lot. So the gang is playing a fun game of connect the dots with the sunlight to open a secret path. Well, the moonlight, not the sunlight, because it's a moon gods. To open a secret passage on the wall. And that lets them out the other side of the tomb they were trapped in. Well, not tomb per se, but it would have been their tomb if they stayed trapped. Oh, Katazuma and Stoneface. Ooh, that's a good band name. I call that. The gang, they're looking through some shrubs and they see a dock with Katazuma and Stoneface loading some crates onto the ghost boat. The Ghost King boat that disappears right before your very eyes. So, I mean, listen, it's just the British couple stealing jewels and they have some sort of secret passage or something under the bridge that lets them out, get under the border. I don't know. I can smell it from here. I could smell it from the second we met that couple with those mediocre British accents. Oh, so the gang has snuck onto the ghost boat. Still yawning. So the pole, the stirring stick, the paddle, is used to press a lily plant. It pushes it down in the water, and it's like a little lever. It opens up a secret passage under the bridge, where they have a storeroom. So Fred comes up. They're in this storeroom. The gang is still in the boat. They come up with a plan to scare the ghosts, the villains. They're turning the tables. Oh, how the turntables! They're gonna dress up and try and scare the ghosts. Oh, Jesus Christ! The gang is all stacked up on top of each other in this big robe with one of those masks on. And honestly, it's effective. They just lost their disguise. Although that act of balance and power for each one of the members of the gang, just core strength, is scary anyway, I would say. All right, so we now got the gang in another do or die moment. And, okay, so the gang has subdued the villains for a moment. What do we got? 4 minutes left here? Yeah, we got about 4 minutes left. So here comes the actual trap. That first one was just a first draft trap. Fred had a good idea, just didn't execute it properly. So now he's built a teeter-totter with a crate on the other side, flipped upside down, that they're going to jump on, and it's going to fly through the air, flip over, land on the villains after Scooby and Shaggy lure them to a specific spot. It's out there, but you know what? I think it's going to work. Well, it's going to work, like, backhandedly, you could say. You know, something's going to go wrong, but they're going to, by chance, still capture the villains. You know how Scooby-Doo... We've all seen episodes of Scooby-Doo at this point, I would think. Scooby's good at taunting. The trap is about to work, unless Scooby's about to... Oh, the trap did not work. The gang just trapped themselves in the crate. Everyone, take it easy. It's okay. We got a few minutes left. The episode could still work out. So the gang is just laying under the crate. Fred pulls it up. And he's like, yeah, go Scooby. He's like supporting him from afar, like golf clapping. But they find some springs in this random crate. They put them on the ground as Scooby passes. And then the two villains get the springs caught on their feet, and now they're just bouncing wildly out of control. They can't stop themselves. It's a madhouse in there, and they bounce themselves right into the river, the underground river, in which their masks fell off due to the force of when they hit the water, water tension. But yeah, I told you, it was a British couple. Exactly. Wow. That city is called Cinco. Five, Mexico. Juan Martinez is, Juan Martinez is hosting the gang at the fiesta that is successfully going on. So that vacuum cleaner was like a fog machine, and they used that to help project the 50-foot image of the Aztec king. And they used that to distract people from going to the pyramid so they could smuggle all the jewels out of there. See, it's just right there. Goes to Scooby and Shaggy. Oh, they're making a big burrito with they're making a burrito with a tablecloth, and they're not eating the tablecloth, but it is such a bad vibe to put a burrito in a tablecloth. That's okay, but that's one of the worst eating displays I've ever seen in this show, and that's tough to say. They have some good eating displays, but all right. That is the Scooby-Doo Dynamite Hour, the fiesta host is an Aztec ghost. That about does it for this one. I thought it was a fun episode. Really cool in a few ways. I actually really like the episodes, the way they did the transitions with the ghost. Silly in other ways. They fell back to a lot of cliches, a lot of Scooby-Doo and cartoon cliches, which, I mean, rarely is there an episode in which they don't do that, but this one just felt a little heavy-handed. But you know what? I love it. I love me some Scooby-Doo, and I am actually really, really glad I did this episode on New Year's Eve. It is a great way to ring in the new year with the Meddling Kids podcast, and I would like to say one more time, thank you, any and everybody listening. I hope that this year is a record-setting, very happy, successful year for everybody. And if it isn't, then I hope that you learn from your adversity and you make it through, and we all have, in the end, a good year. Thank you guys for listening. That's the last time, I swear. I'll just say it next episode, I promise. I care about you guys. Thank you to Dave Seste for the use of his music, Night Surfing, for the theme song. Stay groovy, and remember, if it wasn't for you meddling kids, I wouldn't have gotten away with it.